that thing down. Turn the jukebox up, throw some sawdust down. My tooth bar gone to turn his heart around. I may be wrong, but I don't want out. Well, it's a little too late to do the right thing now. Turn the jukebox up and throw some sawdust. But it's a little too late. Well, it's a little too late. When you walked in, I should have walked out. But it's a little too late to do the right thing now. I may be wrong, but I don't want out. But it's a little too late to do the right thing now.
The entertainment you want, the information you need. Locally owned and operated, we are Real Country, 1430 AM Stereo, WRDN, Durand, Plum City, Elk Mound, and 107.3 FM, Translator W297CH, Durand. Real Country.
This is a special report from ABC News. I'm Richard Cantu. International calls for restraint after the barrage of roughly 350 missiles and drones Iran fired on Israel, retaliation for a suspected Israeli airstrike on a diplomatic compound in Syria that killed two Iranian generals. U.S. warships got 80 drones and 6 missiles. Another large group never even got into the fight.
ABC News confirmed at least half of those Iranian missiles either failed to launch, failed in flight, or crashed before reaching their targets in Israel. Israel says 99% of the drones and missiles ended up being intercepted by Israeli, U.S., and coalition forces. Those that did hit caused minor damage at an Israeli airbase and left a young girl critically wounded from missile shrapnel.
ABC's Allison Kosick. Israel's security cabinet met Sunday after us and later announcing no decision on a response. This is ABC News.
Offer not valid in all states or where prohibited by law. Loans are subject to lender approval. See website for details.
Honey, the credit card bill came and we're maxed out.
Maxed out cards, rent is due. We just need some extra cash to help us get by.
Maybe we should go to 27cash.com.
With our bad credit?
27cash.com is one of the largest personal loan networks. They can help people with any type of credit get up to $5,000 and cash can hit our bank account as soon as tomorrow.
When you need extra cash, go to 27cash.com. That's 27cash.com. 27cash.
Get ready for grilling season with the Burger Perfection Flight for just $89.99 when you shop OmahaSteaks.com and use promo code QUALITY at checkout. That's 24 rich and juicy Omaha Steaks pure ground burgers. They're guaranteed to deliver an explosive combination of tenderness, juiciness, and unmatched quality. Each 6-ounce burger is guaranteed to satisfy with every bite. That's OmahaSteaks.com, QUALITY at checkout to unlock this exclusive deal. Hurry, supplies are limited.
Omaha Steaks, America's original butcher.
Compeer Financial helped us get into our forever home.
They helped me expand more than acreage.
And helped our dairy grow for the next generation.
At Compeer Financial, we see potential in every plan. Our unique perspective finds solutions to your challenges. And our specially trained financial team guides you every step of the way. Partner with us to make your goals possible. Compeer.com. Compeer Financial ACA is an equal opportunity lender and equal opportunity provider. NMLS number 619731, copyright 2019, all rights reserved.
Good morning, I'm Brian Winnikins with this market recap on the WRDN Morning Farm Report. At the Mercantile Exchange, May milk up 39 to 1641, June up 32 to 1685, July up 16 to 1737, and August milk up 17 to 1798. Cheese markets were higher, barrels up 2.5 to 157 and a quarter, 40 pound blocks up 2.5 to 153.5, 5 trade a barrel, 21 trade a block on the day, cash butter up 2.75 to 292, 5 trades on the day. Grade A non-fat dry milk down 3/4 to 114 and a quarter, 4 trades on the day. Dry whey down 1/4 to 36 even. 7 trades on the day. Live cattle feeder cattle and hogs were all mostly lower on Friday after the stock market was sharply lower due to the hotter than expected inflation reports, and that has traders concerned about consumer demand. April live cattle down $1.35 to $178.90. April feeder cattle down $1.57 to $237.60. And April hogs down 57 cents to 90.87. Chicago Board of Trade, corn, soybeans, and wheat all mostly higher. And a lot of short covering Friday. Also, Brazil announcing lower than expected corn and soybean production. At least they're announcing those in estimates. And that to help to support corn and beans. Wheat markets mostly higher. Additional Russian attacks on Ukrainian energy infrastructure is limiting Ukrainian ability to export wheat. And that is helping U.S. prices. May corn up 6 3/4 to 435.5. New crop up 6 to 472. May beans up 14 3/4 to 1174. New crop up 12 to 1176 1/4. May soybean meal up 880 to 344.40. May soybean oil was down 13 cents to 45.89. Chicago wheat may up 4 1/4 to 5.56. Minneapolis wheat may up 5 3/4 to 642 3/4. That's national markets. Local markets are next. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Stay clean and dry while doing chores around the farm with waterproof gear from UtterTech. From waterproof bibbed overalls, aprons, pouches, jackets, and more, UtterTech has the workwear to keep you clean, dry, and working efficiently on the farm. Just machine wash and dry, and your UtterTech workwear is ready to go for the next day. UtterTech has products for veterinarians, poultry, swine, goat farmers, and even kids, too. See all the UtterTech products designed to help you on the farm at UtterTechInc.com.
Grain bids from Alsivia Co-op Durand, cash corn 384, May 387, June 392, new crop 417, cash beans 1094, May 1099, June 1102, new crop 1091. Big River Resources Boyceville, cash corn 405.5, May 410.5, June 404.25, new crop 422. Pilgrim's Pride Arcadia, cash corn 395, May 399, June 417, new crop 422. Synergy Co-op Elk Mound, cash corn 385, May 388, new crop 417, cash beans 1099, May 1102, new crop 1101. Allied Cooperative Blair, cash corn 390, new crop 417, cash beans 1098, new crop at 1091. At Red Wing Grains, cash and May corn 420, June 422, new crop 422, cash beans 1148, May 1152, June 1159, new crop at 1121. Meyer Brothers Grain Elk Mound, cash and May corn 388, new crop 417, cash beans 1102, May 1105, new crop 1101. Cattle markets from Equity, beef fed cattle 160 to 186, Holstein fed cattle 135 to 173, market cows 92 to 131, bulls 121 to 150, calves 350 to 900, beef steers 200 to 337, Holstein steers 125 to 350. Sheep markets, market lambs 265 and down, light lambs 295 and down, ewes 155 and down, rams 90 and down, goat markets, does 160 and down, bucks 210 and down. That is a check of markets. You're listening to the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Max Armstrong here. The demand for nitrogen has never been higher. Fortunately, Pivot Bio has transformed the way fertilizer is produced and used by farmers. Unlike synthetic nitrogen fertilizers, the cost of Pivot Bio Proven 40 is every bit as consistent as its performance. And since it's applied in furrow at planting, it's weatherproof.
To learn more, contact Bauer Seeds in service in Durand, Wisconsin. Call 715-577-8541.
The IRS finally caught up with Louie.
I hadn't paid my taxes in 8 years. I owed the IRS a lot of money.
Louie was in deep trouble.
We're going to take your house, put a lien on your bank account, garnish your pay. They don't care. They're going to take your paycheck.
Louie found out about Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm. A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau, they've resolved over $1 billion for their clients.
Optima Tax, they helped me. They calmed me down. They made me feel comfortable, and I trust them.
Louie has a lot to be thankful for.
I don't owe the IRS anymore, and I'm able to live a comfortable life, a better life. It was because of Optima Tax.
For tax help you can trust, call Optima now for a free consultation. Take it from Louie.
If you owe the IRS, don't go it alone. give Optima Tax a call. They can help you.
Call 800-783-8055. That's 800-783-8055. 800-783-8055.
Optima Tax Relief.
Testimonial from an actual client. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 46. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with showers and scattered thunderstorms, 59. Rain could be heavy with an inch to an inch and a half or more possible. Late tomorrow, tomorrow night into Wednesday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
We'll be right back.
Well, boys, I hate to leave good company, but my baby just called me on the phone. And from the sound of her voice, I simply have no choice. I left something turned on at home. Well, I just put a quarter in the jukebox, and it ain't halfway through my favorite song. But if I don't leave right now, my whole place might burn down, 'cause I left something turned on at home. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater, she's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. And all day long, she's been there alone. Right now her arms are open, the houses are probably smoking, 'cause I left something turned on at home. That order, but if it's too late, I'll take it to go. Boys, I gotta run for somebody calls 911. 'Cause I left something turned on and on. It ain't the stove, it ain't the heater, she's hotter and a whole lot sweeter. All day long, she's been there alone. Right now her arms are open, the houses are probably smoking, 'cause I left something turned on at home. Right now her arms are open, the houses are probably smoking, 'cause I left something turned on at home. Yeah, I left something turned on at home.
Get the latest outdoor news with the WRDN Outdoor Report weekdays 8:20 and 4:20 on 1430 AM and 107.3 FM. WRDN.
Well, it was New Year's Eve. I was 14 at the time. I was celebrating 4 a.m. with them hoodlum friends of mine. I heard a boy named Elvis Presley singing, "That's all right, Mama," on the radio, and it turned me on. I've been hooked on music from that moment on. Yeah. Well, all my friends thought I had one brick less than a load, 'cause I'd stop the car and I'd jump out and start dancing in the road. When I heard Jerry Lee Lewis singing, "Oh, I'm shaking, going on," it turned me on. I've been hooked on music from that moment on. Yeah. Head to head, I'd steal them fancy hubcaps off them cowboys' pickup trucks. Fender skirts and mud flaps, anything to make a buck. I'd sell them right back to them out behind the rodeo, just to make a little money to trade my little honey to a rock and roll show. And I hung around that skating rink where Buddy Holly played. I could not believe one man could have such fun and still get paid. When I heard that local DJ playing, "That'll be the day you turn me on," said, "Turn me on." I've been hooked on music from that moment on.
hot. My girlfriend almost jumped my bones going back to the parking lot. I knew that it was not my great physique, good looks and charm that left that Texas teeny bopper's nail prints in my arm. So I bought myself a guitar and I wrote me a latest song. I changed the name to fit my latest flame, and that sucker never came out wrong. I'd sit back and sing it soft and low, watching matters slowly turn them on. I turn them on. I've been hooked on music from that moment on.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. Coming up this morning, we'll have the latest dairy news with Bill Baker and Dairy Radio Now. Also, our newsmaker segment and ag weather forecast all coming up next hour. We're at the NAB convention this week. And coming up, we have today's Agriculture America Next here in the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
Get more with Stein. When it comes to soybean breeding, more generations equals additional yield. 2.2% more yield per generation. By introducing more new genetics faster than any other seed company, Stein delivers on the Stein Has Yield promise. For elite genetics paired with simple, flexible, and effective weed control, plant Stein Enlist E3 soybeans. Stein Has Yield. Yield plus advantage. Learn more at steinseed.com.
Roots. We plant them, we feed them. They are the foundation. This is Matthew with Bluff Country Feed and Seed. We support our customers through quality feed, seed, fertilizer, and most of all, service. We know Bluff Country because we live here. At Bluff Country, we understand the importance of community and the relationships we build. Our commitment is to provide you with top quality products and the service you deserve. Strong roots make for thriving communities. Plant your roots with Bluff Country Feed and Seed.
It's time for Agriculture America. I'm farm broadcaster Brian Winnikins with news and issues from rural America. Continued problems along the Mississippi River system for grain and agriculture freight. We'll talk about it coming up.
Wisconsin soybean growers have a lot of choices when it comes to selecting seed varieties. If you're a seed dealer, help make their choice a little easier by shining the spotlight on your products through the Wisconsin Soybean Yield Contest. By entering customers at the contest by the August 31st deadline, seed dealers will receive $100 for one grower, $200 for three, and $300 for five or more. Growers must complete an entry and harvest form to qualify. For more information, visit wissoybean.org.
Only three companies control 95% of the market for large tractor production. When monopolies capture the market, they take advantage of family farmers and restrict who can repair their equipment. That cuts into farmers' bottom line, and laws must be passed to protect our right to repair. A healthy and vibrant food system is possible, but farmers need the right to repair. And we can't get there without fairness for farmers. Visit fairnessforfarmers.org, paid for by National Farmers Union.
Over the past 2 years, low river levels along the Mississippi River system have had a negative impact on farmers and agribusinesses throughout the U.S. Those issues may continue for many more years if they're not addressed. Jason Selking, Regional General Manager with Consolidated Grain and Barge, says the issues haven't been along the Ohio River.
The lower Mississippi River is where we saw issues. While we have the locks and dams on the Ohio River, south of the Ohio on the lower Mississippi River, they lack those. So they do not benefit from the same management of river levels and have more issues or are prone to more issues with low water events than when we are on the Ohio.
Because of those issues, Selking says it created a ripple effect for grain and egg freight.
Those issues caused smaller size tows from maybe 42 barge tows down to as small as 25, which further restricts the speed and the velocity that grain can move along the Inland River system on its way to export, which further compounds things for our American farmer, as that causes a slowdown in ability to take grain for export from them as they are in their middle of their harvest, as it was the last 2 years.
The reduced capacity has caused price fluctuations for grain and other agriculture products. Selking suggests that dredging continue along the lower Mississippi River as preventative measures.
To the degree we can, it would be wonderful if we could start a preventative or predictive dredging program so that annually in those trouble spots that have been identified or were issues in the last two seasons, it'd be wonderful if we could preemptively dredge those sections of the river to maintain adequate transit opportunities.
What message does Selking have for farmers?
Well, I would certainly suggest that farmers take the opportunity, while we have good river levels, while we are not pricing in extremely high barge freight levels as a result of low water because they're not here today, if they find those opportunities, I would recommend them take opportunity of to price ahead their grain in times when they would believe are advantageous to them.
Water levels on the Mississippi River set an all-time record low near Memphis in 2022, which it broke again in 2023. That's today's Agriculture America presentation of the Midwest Ag Radio Network.
Texting enrolls you into reoccurring automated text messages. Consent not required to purchase. Message and data rates may apply.
Hey, Dan, how you doing? Haven't seen you around the gym for a while.
Yeah, I've really fallen off. Since I turned 40, I just don't get the results I used to get.
Could be lower testosterone.
Lower T?
Yeah, I went through it a while back. Once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone. I got Nugenix Total T, and it's made a huge difference for me.
I've seen that ad on TV. Is it for real?
Oh, yeah. The key ingredient is something called Testinor, which helps boost free and total testosterone levels to help you trim up and stay lean.
And it's made a difference for you?
Man, I feel like I'm in my 20s again. At work, in the gym, and in the bedroom.
Are they still giving out complimentary bottles for people to try it for themselves?
Yeah, you just need to send them a text.
Text REP to 321-321 right now for your complimentary bottle of Nugenix Total T, the number one selling testosterone booster at GNC. Plus, text now and we'll include a bottle of Nugenix Thermo, our most powerful fat incinerator ever, to help you get back into shape fast, absolutely free. Text REP to 321-321. That's REP to 321-321.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 46. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with showers and scattered thunderstorms, 59. Rain could be heavy with an inch to an inch and a half or more possible. Late tomorrow, tomorrow night into Wednesday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Real Country.
Real Country.
1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
You always had an eye for things that glitter, but I was far from being made of gold. I don't know how, but I scraped up the money. I just never could quite tell you no. Just like when you were leaving Amarillo, take that new job in Tennessee, and I quit mine so we could be together. I can't forget the way you looked at me, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost, just to see you smile. Said time was all you really needed. I walked away and let you have your space. Old leaving didn't hurt me near as badly
tears I saw rolling down your face. And yesterday I knew just what you wanted when you came walking up to me with him. So I told you that I was happy for you, and given the chance I'd lie again, just to see you smile. I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Just to see you smile.
I'd do anything that you wanted me to. When all is said and done, I never count the cost. It's worth all that's lost just to see you smile.
Sale sign on a big old rusty tractor. You can't miss it, it's the first thing that you see. Just up the road, a pale blue water tower with I Love Jenny painted in bright green. Hey, that's my Uncle Bill there by the courthouse. He'll be lowering the flag when the sun goes down. And this is my town.
Yeah, this is my town. Hey, where I was born, where I was raised, where I keep all my yesterdays. Where I ran off cause I got mad and it came to blows with my old man. Where I came back, settled down, was where they're putting me in the ground. This is my town. Yeah, this is my town. My town.
There ain't much going on here since they closed the mill, but that whistle still blows every day at noon. A bunch of us still go down to the diner. Wonder if that interstate's still coming through. But come Sunday morning service at the Church of Christ, well, there ain't an empty seat to be found. And this is my town.
Yeah, this is my town. Where I was born, where I was raised, where I keep on my days. Where I ran off cause I got mad and I came to blow my old man. Where I came back, settled down, where they're putting me in the ground. This is my town. Yeah, this is my town. My town.
Tractor, you can't miss it, it's sitting right there in our yard. The county came and took that water tower, and that's Jenny with a baby in the car. Oh, we're off to Sunday service at the Church of Christ, and if we want to see, we better leave right now, and maybe later. Me and O.T. Roy will show you around our town.
Yeah, this is my town.
Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN. Good morning. I'm Brian Winnikins from the National Association of Broadcasters Annual Convention. This is the WRDN Morning Farm Report. And on the way, we'll have a check of our ag weather forecast next hour. Also next hour, we'll have the latest dairy news as well with Dairy Radio Now and get another market update. Right now, time for Farm Progress America here on the WRDN Morning Farm Report.
This is Farm Progress America. I'm Mike Pearson with news and commentary from America's most essential industry, agriculture. Today's Farm Progress America is brought to you by John Deere and the FP Next podcast. It's the middle of the month, which means it's time for another update from the USDA on their World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report. The trade wasn't expecting much on this most recent report, and the USDA largely delivered. I'll have the details after this.
Plant your way to higher yield potential by investing in a precision upgrade from John Deere. Improve emergence with Exact Emerge row units and our patented brush belt technology. Easy adjust row cleaners and individual row hydraulic downforce will help you improve seed placement. Interested in better seed placement and higher yield potential with your current planter? Ask your John Deere dealer about precision upgrades.
Kurt and Sarah here, your hosts for the FP Next podcast. Tune in to our latest episode where we discuss where farmers can find affordable health coverage plans for themselves and their families.
There's often a huge barrier in terms of access and affordability for health care. And a lot of times, one of the spouses needs to have off-farm employment just to be able to access that employer health care.
Hear this and more from your friends at FP Next, powered by John Deere. With new episodes every other Tuesday, find us anywhere you listen to podcasts or on farmprogress.com.
This month's World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report from the USDA was largely a non-event. Following the release of this month's data on Thursday, the markets moved lower, but prices had rebounded by Friday morning and pushed higher into the weekend. On the corn balance sheet, ethanol usage and feed demand were each raised by 25 million bushels, bringing carryout down to 2.122 billion bushels, slightly higher than analysts' expectations. Globally, USDA made very few changes, shrinking the Argentine crop by 1 million metric tons and South Africa's by 1.5 million. No change was made to Brazil's expected production, though many other analysts have reduced their own. In soybeans, ending stocks climbed by 25 million bushels to 340 million, as a decline was expected in exports, seed, and residual demand. Soy crush, which has been running at a record pace for several months, was left unchanged by the agency, raising the eyebrows of some traders. Globally, the USDA surprised the trade once again by leaving their Brazilian soy production figures unchanged at 155 million metric tons. That's nearly 9 million tons higher than the Brazilian government's own estimate. Wheat producers saw little news to change the trajectory of their market. With feed and residual demand declining by 30 million bushels, ending stocks were raised slightly to 698 million. The USDA also made few changes to the global balance sheet. One bright spot, potentially, is that global wheat ending stocks of 258.6 million metric tons would be the lowest since 2015 as the world chews through its wheat stockpile. The report was also supportive of the protein markets. Both beef and pork production is expected to rise in 2024, and prices are looking stronger for producers. I'll have more after this.
The Wisconsin Corn Growers Association has long worked tirelessly in the interest of today's corn industry. Because you're busy farming and raising a family, so we're at the table when you can't be. But like you, we can't do it alone. Our strength is in our members. Our strength is in you. Join us as we continue advocating for the American corn farmer. Visit wicorn.org and become a member today.
Rugged outside, comfort inside. Working outside all day, you want to be in control. And TYM Tractors puts you in control with the TYM Climate Control Cab. This cab is designed with your comfort in mind, with temperature controls, plenty of headroom, and noise reduction. Rugged comfort that makes tough jobs a little bit easier. Work smarter, not harder. But you can't buy a TYM tractor just anywhere. It's only sold at special authorized TYM dealers, like Synergy Cooperative, Highway 25 in Ridgeland.
Yes, with that April World Agricultural Supply and Demand Estimates report in the rearview mirror, analysts and farmers will be focused now on reports from the field, watching for harvest updates out of South America and, of course, those planting progress reports from our own backyards. That's Farm Progress America, brought to you today by John Deere and the FP Next podcast. I'm Mike Pearson. Thanks for listening.
If you're driving a car or truck with an expired warranty and suddenly lost your transmission or needed a full engine repair, would a $4,000 repair bill leave you stranded? I'm Danica Patrick. Don't get caught off guard with a vehicle breakdown. Choose the company I trust, Endurance. No matter the mileage, if your vehicle is less than 20 years old, Endurance offers auto protection plans for any budget. Protection on the drivetrain, electrical, transmission, AC, and more. Plus 24/7 roadside assistance and rental car reimbursement on any plan. Endurance handles everything from making the claim to paying the certified mechanic of your choice. Act now and get one full year of elite benefits, a $2,000 value, free.
Endurance has paid hundreds of millions in claims. Call for your fast free quote today. Call 800-290-6207. That's 800-290-6207. 800-290-6207.
Real Country. Real Country. 1430 AM, 107.3 FM.
Sticking to my shoes. Now I look out my front porch at this panoramic view. I can sit and watch the fields fill up with rays of golden sun, or watch the moon lay on the fences like that's where it was hung. My blessings aren't in front of me. It's not about the land. I'll never beat the view from my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Yeah, yeah. I've traveled here and everywhere following my job. I've seen the paintings from the air brushed by the hand of God. The mountains and the canyons reach from sea to shining sea. But I can't wait to get back home to the one he made for me. Cause anywhere I'll ever go and everywhere I've been, nothing takes my breath away like my front porch looking in. There's a carrot top that can barely walk with a sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Sippy cup of milk. A little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong, cause she likes to dress herself. And the most beautiful girl holding both of them. Yeah, the view I love the most. Oh, the view I love the most is my front porch looking in. Little blue-eyed blonde with shoes on wrong. Yeah. And the most
down a backwoods Tennessee byway. One arm on the wheel, holding my lover with the other. A sweet, soft southern thrill. Worked hard all week, got a little jingle on a Tennessee Saturday night. Couldn't feel better, I'm together with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar, park in a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turn of dubbing on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life, oh so right, my Dixieland delight.
Tail buck deer munching on clover, red-tailed hawk sitting on a limb,
chubby old groundhog, croaking bullfrog, free as a feeling in the wind. Homegrown country girl, gonna give me a whirl on a Tennessee Saturday night. Lucky as a seven, living in heaven with my Dixieland delight. Spend my dollar, park in a holler neath the mountain moonlight. Hold her up tight, make a little loving, a little turtle doving on a Mason-Dixon night. It's my life.
Dobie Buffaloes, from all of us at Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Good morning, beautiful. How was your night? Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. I couldn't see the light, I didn't know day from night. I had no reason to care, but since you came along, I can face the dawn, 'cause I know you'll be there. Good morning, beautiful,
How was your night? Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes, see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. Mine was wonderful with you by my side. And when I open my eyes and see your sweet face, it's a good morning, beautiful day. Yeah. Ooh, good morning, beautiful.
With news of agriculture, I'm Brian Winnekins. Minnesota farmers are still hoping their income will rebound after a huge drop last year. An analysis by the University of Minnesota Extension showed average net income for state farmers dropped by more than 75% last year. Analysts say higher production expenses and lower market prices for farm goods and some types of livestock led to the decline. Many Minnesota farmers are reportedly expecting even worse results when they go to market later this year. Weekly export sales for corn dropped to a marketing year low in the 7 days that ended April 4th, although soybean and wheat sales increased. Corn sales dropped 325,000 metric tons, down 66% week to week and 72% from the prior four-week average, according to USDA. The agency says that's the lowest level since the marketing year began September 1st. Japan was the big buyer at 221,000 metric tons, followed by Mexico and South Korea. Weekly exports for the week hit 1.56 million tons, down 5% for the previous week. Soybean sales to overseas buyers rose to 305,000 metric tons. That's a 3% drop from the average for this time of year. Mexico bought 172,000 tons. Exports totaled 503,000 tons, 8% lower than the prior week. Now, wheat sales, their exports totaled 80,000 metric tons, higher than the prior week's 16,000 tons, but 2% below the average. Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley, along with South Dakota Senator John Thune and Illinois Senator Dick Durbin, are calling on the Biden administration to permit nationwide E15 sales this summer. They sent a letter underscoring the geopolitical importance of uninterrupted biofuel access and noted that the president directed the EPA to issue summertime waivers in 2022 and 2023. Enabling the year-round sale of E15 helped allow our energy supply chain to address the extreme and unusual fuel supply circumstances caused by the war in Ukraine that are affecting all regions of the nation, they said. To counter the influences, we must pursue an all-of-the-above energy strategy, which includes leveraging domestic biofuels. They also said the previous temporary waivers have proven permitting the sale of higher blends of biofuels like E15 through the summer driving season, bolster domestic fuel supply, lower consumer costs at the pump, and promote environmental benefits of American biofuels and modern agriculture. For the second straight month, unit sales of 100-plus horsepower agriculture tractors increased in the U.S. New data from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers says March sales jumped 3.2% compared to last year, following February's increase of 2.8% compared to 2023. Total year-to-date sales of agriculture tractors and combines, though, are below 2023's pace, however. Tractors are down 13.3%, while combines fell 20.4%. Agriculture was visible in many ways during Agriculture Day on campus on Thursday at UW-River Falls. The event began with speeches from numerous people associated with agriculture-based organizations, including Wisconsin Department of Agriculture Secretary Randy Romanski. A large John Deere tractor was parked near a mechanical bull, and a short distance away, children petted goats in a pen. While those events are all part of Wisconsin's agriculture scene, organizers of this year's Ag Day on campus hope the visitors took away a deeper, perhaps less obvious message that agriculture is vital to all of our lives. Teaching moments were certainly occurring at the goat pens set up. Young children eagerly petted the animals and asked many questions, including, what do they eat? One youngster asked, why is one bigger than the other? The Farm Credit Administration Board received a quarterly report on the economic issues affecting agriculture and an update on the financial conditions. They also received an update on the financial condition and performance of the farm credit system. Interest rates remain high after recent inflation reports came in higher than expected, but rate cuts by the Federal Reserve are still possible later this year. Other measures of the economy are favorable, such as low and stable unemployment levels and economic growth. Agricultural producers, though, are facing tightening margins, with cash receipts expected to decline this year, and higher input costs are likely to persist. That's the latest news of agriculture. I'm Brian Winnekins. Join Jesse Allen for the latest news and issues affecting rural America with AOA this afternoon from 3 till 4 on WRDN and online at realcountry1430.com.
As Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your business, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at numbersrus.com.
Here's your Real Country 1430 forecast.
Mostly sunny today. We'll get to 71 for a high this afternoon. The wind out of the north at 5 to 15. Tonight, mostly clear, 46. Tomorrow, cloudy, windy with showers and scattered thunderstorms, 59. Rain could be heavy with an inch to an inch and a half or more possible late tomorrow, tomorrow night into Wednesday. If you need help with back taxes, call Tax Solutions now. They can help with your IRS problems. 800-281-8193. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 53.
Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM.
I'm shameless when it comes to loving you. I'll do anything you want me to. I'll do anything at all. And I'm standing over all the world to see. Oh, maybe that's what's left of me. Don't have very far to fall. You know now I'm not a man who's ever been insecure about the world I've been living in. I don't break easy, I have my pride. But if you need to be satisfied, I'm shameless. Well, honey, I don't have a prayer. Every time I see you standing there, I go down upon my knees. And I'm shameless.